Even before last week's court decision, some in Congress were urging reform of domestic spying. Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy.
I believe we have to protect our national security, but we also have to protect our civil liberties, which make us unique as a country.
Exposed by fugitive former NSA contractor Edward Snowden, the program caused a firestorm when Americans learned of vast telecommunications monitoring by a shadowy U.S. agency. Last year, President Barack Obama pledged what he called a new approach.
The United States is not spying on ordinary people who don't threaten our national security. And we take their privacy concerns into account in our policies and procedures.
Moments after the court ruling, several Republicans rushed to defend the program, which reportedly collects and stores phone records, but not the content of calls made. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The NSA can find connections from known terrorists overseas and connect that to potential terrorists here in the United States. Critics of the program either want to do away with it or make it much more difficult to use.
Ending the program is unthinkable, according to Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Richard Burr.
We're going to keep America safe. We're not going to let it revert back to where we're susceptible to another 9/11.
Others see a threat to privacy. Senator Rand Paul.
I say the phone records of law-abiding citizens are none of their damn business.
That the debate is unfolding at all shows America's commitment to transparency, according to President Obama.
No one expects China to have an open debate about their surveillance programs, or Russia to take privacy concerns of citizens in other places into account. But let's remember, we are held to a different standard precisely because we have been at the forefront of defending personal privacy and human dignity.
Many expect the Supreme Court will ultimately decide the constitutionality of bulk data collection. In the meantime, Congress could extend the NSA program or reform it. Lawmakers of both parties say the stakes for national security and civil liberties are high. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
The Speaker's Rooms, Washington, D.C., January 2, 2015.